Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to another edition of this Preacher and the Miracle Man show. And I'm your host for this evening, the Miracle Man, here on this Monday, August 20th. It's hard to believe that it's August 20th already, folks. It really is. We're getting to that time now where that point, you know, where the year is basically two-thirds finished. Summer's almost over. Christmas is just over 4 months away. Time is moving. Really is. But we're very glad that you're here with us today. Wherever you may be and however you may be accessing the show. And we believe in Jesus' name that God will bless you wherever you're at for listening to the show. Now, I right now am eating a large order of America's favorite fries. Excuse me. I also have with me a large Coca-Cola, America's favorite soft drink. That's been Kevin. I had a double fillet of fish, but I ate that already. And right now, once a week with the McDonald's app, you can get any sandwich for a dollar except for the double quarter pound with cheese and the signature crafted sandwiches. So, for today's McMonday, I had a double fillet of fish for the low price of just a dollar. Normally, that sandwich is a little over $5. So I saved like over 80% on the sandwich. Now, fry and drink, I still had to pay normal price for. Which, for the drink, of course, normal price isn't even bad because it still is any size soft drink for the low price of just $1. And so, I'm eating these wonderful, hot, salty, delicious French fries. They're exactly how they, these are picture fries. Exactly how they would look on picture. Now, a little bit of what I've been up to. We'll start with the Midland Fair. So, Wednesday night, I did my show live from the Midland County Fair. We hadn't found any open seating yet, so we ended up in 4-H cafeteria, which is a good way to get inside if you have been outside in the heat all day. And it's pretty nice in there. But after I got finished with the show Wednesday night, which was brief, I went back outside and had myself an elephant ear, which is one of my favorite fair foods. I had not had one yet this summer, so I figured, you know, I'm at the Millen County Fair, so I as well get an elephant ear. I did. Just as delicious as the other ones I've had. So delicious and awesome. After that, it was time to go get my ride on, so I want to go get some tickets and want on some few ads. One I want on is called the Freak Out by KMG. 16 people can fit on it. It's a pendulum that swings out. And you go about close to 70 feet up in the air. I feel like some ride operators run that ride shorter than others. At Millen Fair, he was decent. He could have ran it a little longer, though, I think. Then it was time for the Ring of Fire. As awesome as ever, including a portion in which you're, like, stuck upside down for, like, 2 seconds. It's scary, but I love that part. I really do. That ride is awesome. But you can't ride single on that ride in Midland. It's not a Midland thing. It's because of the certain Ring of Fire model we have. Because it's the cage model. After Ring of Fire, I want to go ride on the Starship 3000. That's the Gravitron type ride where you put your back on the wall and you spun wildly. Your feet end up going on the wall. Spins are really crazy. Feels different, but it feels really different compared to other rides, but I really enjoy it. I love the adrenaline. That's why I do that. Yes, you do get very dizzy when you get off that ride. You really do. But that's part of the exhilaration of it. And I thought generally the crowd Wednesday night was good on the Midway. I had some good screaming people. You know, they were screaming on the ride. So that was good to see. I really do not like that when I'm on a ride and I'm the only one screaming and cheering. I don't like that. But I scream and cheer because I love the ride. And on the really good rides, I find that it adds a little more something to it. You know? It really does. And so also, I heard some of those monster trucks that were going in the grandstand, and they were very loud. They sounded awesome. And pretty cool. However, after Wednesday night, I did not go back to the Mullen County Fair at all. Thursday, I did not go because weather was in the way. Friday was supposed to be the day that I was going to be at Cedar Point. However, weather got in the way, so we ended up at one of the malls and then at our hotel later. So what we ended up doing was going to Cedar Point on Saturday. However, Cedar Point was a lot of fun, but it did not come without a severe letdown. What this letdown was is that all four of my biggest priority rides that I really wanted to ride this year really bad, the Dragster, the Millennium Force, the Maverick, and Steel Vengeance were all down for much of the 6.5 hours I was there. So it was crazy. So I'm in line for Maverick, right? And we saw the thing that said 1 hour. You know, so we're in line. And we're doing well. We're getting kind of close. Somewhat close. And then guess what happens? It quit. You know what I think caused a lot of these issues was I feel like a lot of the track and stuff didn't dry up from the previous night, Friday night, as well as early Saturday morning's rain. So I think that totally had something to do with it. It really must have rained a lot. I'm going to be contacting Cedar Point in the morning to ask them what happened, because I really wanted to get on those rides and didn't get a chance to do it. But on a positive note, I'm going to talk about the roller coasters I did go on. Let's start with Magnum, because I went on Magnum first. First hyper coaster, or roller coaster over 200 feet. Opened in 1989. Had been getting really rugged and bumpy. Had really been getting bumpy the last couple of times I had ridden it. But guess what? It was smoother this time. They really did some good work on it in the off season, I think. I think by doing that work, they could have possibly extended the life of the Magnum and added some more good times of Miracle Man going on the Magnum. Hidden Gem, one of the shortest lines in the park a lot of the times as far as roller coasters go. Star rating, I will give the Magnum 4 stars. After that, it was time to go on Ruguru. Previously, it was a stand-up roller coaster that had opened in 1996 as the Mantis. originally it was to be called Banshee, but people had some issues with that. So they decided on Mantis. Previously it was a stand-up roller coaster. Now it's a sit-down. Your feet do dangle. So points for that. Hundred some feet up in the air, about 60 miles an hour. Good, solid, fun. We'll give it another 4. All right. Magnum gets 4.5. Fugu gets 4. Stars. Okay. So we had Magnum Fugu. Next up, it was time to go ride on the, let me see here. Yeah, I rode, Wicked Twister. Extremely exhilarating right from the get-go. That starting portion is actually scary. For me, it is a thrilling kind of scary. For other people, maybe not so much. If you cannot take being shocked really well, then do not go on it unless you watch the video a few times first, so you can be prepared for what you're going to go through, because you'll be sent up 200 and some feet, a couple inversions. I should mention that you are launched at a very high rate of speed. I believe you go 0 to over 60 in like less than 2 seconds. Extreme exhilaration. It is a roller coaster that I have sometimes skipped, and I do not understand why. It didn't have, I need to give Wicked Twister 4.5 stars. Next up, it was time to ride Ruguru. No, excuse me, I had rode that already. Next up, it was time to go ride Velran. So, go over to Velravin. Get on the ride. Get ready to go on the ride. Starts off, you're going up kind of slow and that. Then you stop for a second. Then you go through the dodge thing, and then you go way up high. Then you stop for like 4 seconds. Then you go way down, way up, a couple more times. Nearly 70 miles an hour, about 200 feet high. Need to give that one 4.5 stars. Time to talk about the Raptor now. That was my last ride of the day, Raptor. So, Raptor's a flying coaster. You lose your feet, so you get that dangly feeling. You get that sense that you're just flying through the air. I love the high rate of speed. I love the inversions. We go upside down. The speed is 57 miles an hour, which is good, but not fastest I've ever seen. It is still well over 100 and some feet tall. I need to give Raptor 4.25 stars. Maybe 4.5. To me, Millennium Force is totally a 5-star. I really wanted to ride it really bad. Unfortunately, I didn't get to. Same with Top Thrill Dragster. Those extreme steep drops, extreme steep climbs. I love it, love it, love it. Those two. Those are 5 stars. Maverick's pretty close to 5 stars. And from what I understand, Steel Vengeance is pretty steep too. And you get lots of airtime. And I believe it's a dangling roller coaster too, Steel Vengeance. That was not cool to me that we struggled with those certain rides all being down. That to me was disappointing, but still had fun. Still glad I went. Cedar Point is still, in my mind, one of the best amusement park in the world. Even though I do plan to hopefully someday go to something like Busch Gardens in Florida or something. Maybe. We'll see. There's talk that Cedar Point, that they might be getting a 500-foot roller coaster in the next couple of years. I really hope they do. I really do. And quite honestly, if I lived close to Sandusky, I would totally want to be a roller coaster inside it. You know, like I'd be talking about, writing about these certain coasters and what makes them so special. And honestly, if I live real close, that means I'd be there a lot, which means I'd also be riding some of the smaller coasters, giving them some love. For example, Cedar Creek Mine Ride. That is a very small roller coaster. It's not super thrilling. You go about 50 feet maybe, kind of slow. Kind of a wooden type coaster, but then gives you an idea of like what the mining days were like. Set within a mining town theme, like what you might have seen way back in the 1800s. So there's some history to be seen in a coaster like that. So each roller coaster kind of has its own theme. Example. Another example of a themed coaster is the Maverick. When you're riding it, it's kind of rugged. That crazy hunt, 95 degree drop or 190 degree drop or whatever it is. But that is made to look like the Old West. And it's set at the back of the park in the area now known as Frontier Town. It's a nice area back there. Lots of woods. Yeah. You got some other good rides back there. Where Maverick is, it's a nice ride. One fact about Cedar Point that surprised me was that both of the last 2 years, two things stood out to me about a certain fact. One is that the Top Thrill Dragster was not in the top 5 most thrill rides at Cedar Point. I forgot what number 5 and number 4 most rolled were. Number 3 in both 2016 and 17 were most ridden were Magnum. Number 2 both of those years was Millennium Force. No surprise there. But number 1, instead of being Dragster or something, it was Gatekeeper. Gatekeeper to me is, I must be honest, it is a good coaster. Good. Not the greatest ever, though. It really isn't. I mean, it's fun. I enjoy riding it, but I can't say that it's the best coaster ever by any part of my imagination. I really can't. Out of, I've been there 5 times, including 2013. I did not go in 2014, but I went in 18, 17, 16, 15, 13. I only rode Gatekeeper 3 of the past 5 times I was there. So that can kind of say something. That it is a good coaster, but not the best, greatest, I must ride this. To me, stuff that says ride me every time is Magnum, Top Thrill Dragster, Millennium Force, Raptor, Wicked Twister now, Maverick. And we'll see how Steel Vengeance is this time I ever go there. That'll determine how high on my priority list it would be. Because I love roller coasters. But I'm going to get totally off from that now. The thing I will say at all about this trip is I did happen to go back to Schmucker's Diner, which is in Toledo, Ohio, about 1.5 miles off from the expressway, off from 475/US-23 at Central Avenue. You get on Central Avenue, take that over to North Reynolds Road, and head south for about 1 mile. Great home-style cooking. And I greatly enjoy it. And that was the 3rd time I had been there this year. And now, I'm going to make that a point. Now, from here on out, like, when I travel out of state, that Schmucker's at least one way is going to be a place, generally, of course not every time, but generally, there would be a place that either heading out or heading home, one of the two ways, that I would stop to either eat food or even to just get a piece of pie. Because they have delicious pies. I greatly enjoy them. Great food, great people. Family owned and operated since 1947. Just wonderful. All right. All right. It's time to get to the meat of the night now. And before I do that, let me just tell you what the plan is for this evening. All right. Here's the plan. We're going to read in Joshua chapter 11 tonight. and then we're going to go to Hebrews 11 and the first two verses of Hebrews 12. As this comes. After that, I'm going to exhort based on what God gives me. And then we're going to talk sports. Want to talk about the Tigers, what they did this weekend, as well as what happened to the Lions on Friday night. And more diagnosis of what I think they need to do going forward so that they can be better in week 3 and 4 of the preseason, as well as the all-important regular season, which, by the way, for the Lions, Detroit Lions regular season game 1 is 3 weeks from tonight. So I'm going to be talking about that, about what I think they need to do. One more thing. First, though, before I get into the introduction of the show. And that is, Saturday, we have the flea market at Living Word Church, the church that I attend. It's at 2010 North Stark Road here in Midland. What the flea market is an event held every year where you can go and get stuff for free. Now, hopefully, you only go there if you're in need. Because the goal of the program is to help the needy. That's the goal of the flea market. There's free backpacks. There'll be free backpacks that'll be given away. There'll be all kinds of clothing, all kinds of other things. Lots of different things will be there. And then there'll be free hot dogs and free popcorn and free soda to munch on while you're looking to see what all you want to take home with you. The other goal of this program is for people to find Jesus through the program. That's the whole reason the flea market is even done, is to help people find Jesus. Timing for the flea market is Saturday, August 25th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. However, people line up very, very, very early in the morning. Although, we'll not be allowed in the tent until 10 a.m. So, that's how that's going to work. So, I want to encourage you, please check it out if you're in need. It's a great resource. As, unfortunately, back to school is coming. Some of the kids are excited, and that I get it, but I say unfortunately because, to be honest with you, I'm not ready for summer to end. It came and went too fast. I want the warm weather to stay for a bit longer. But that's just me. If you want winter, don't let me hear about it, because I'm not ready yet for one. You say, when am I going to be? You say, Miracle Man, when are you going to be ready for winter? Well, Thanksgiving is when I'll be ready for winter. But only until, like, the 31st of December, after which I would like it to be spring. All right. Now, folks, I want to encourage you to share about the show. I want you to tell everybody you know about the show and how they can be a part of the show. That's why I take a couple minutes to say how people can listen to it, rather than just say the phone number. I want to be able to explain so that you know how to explain and tell people. So, here's what you can do to be a part of the show. Now, those of you listening, you found it. The reason I tell you is so that you can tell other people how they can be a part of it. So what you tell them to do is go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. All one word. Blogtalkradio.com. Once you get on the website, you will see a search bar. In this search bar, you will want to type in Upfront Entertainment. After you have typed that in, you'll see a link. We want you to click on that link because the link is to our channel. And that channel is called Living Large. And let me tell you, me and Preacher Man, we've done just over 190 episodes. 190 different episodes that we've done. And we are so proud of what we've done. We're so glad to have done this all for you. And guess what? Everything we've done is archived. It's all archived, so you can go back and take a listen. See about it done. And it's amazing. We want you to hit that like button, that follow button, because once you hit that follow button, you'll start to get notified as we get ready to do our shows. For example, tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. will be our next show here at McDonald's. And so, you'll get a notification a little bit beforehand. The Miracle Man is going to go live at 6:30. Tune in. And so, it can be a blessing to you that way. Well, the website is compatible with iPhone, Android, as well as with all the tablets and, of course, your computer. And we always say it is always a smart thing to listen to this program, to follow this program on your smart device. Always a smart idea to listen on your smart device. Always a smart thing. Now, we're just taking a drink of the best soft drink on earth, Coca-Cola. Preacher Man, if you're listening to this program, Coca-Cola wins every time. It's going to keep winning. Coke's undefeated. Dr. Pepper might win against some other sodas, but not against the battle against the Coca-Cola. Oh, no. No. The Coke wins every time. The Dr. Pepper might score some points, but the Coca-Cola still wins. Sorry, I just had to make a jab at each of me in soda. But, now back to the introduction. We also, in addition to the listening to the show online, being a part of it that way, we have a telephone number that you can call in and be a part of it that way. And what you can do, what you'll be able to do when you call into the show, is you'll be able to talk to me, Miracle Man, directly. We can talk about basically anything you want to talk about. We can talk about what you've been up to this summer. We can talk about faith. We can talk about sports, baseball, football, basketball. But we have one exception, though. And that is that this is not a political talk show. If you call in and you want to discuss politics, what's going to happen is that I'm going to tell you to, number one, I'm going to tell you to pray over your leaders, like the Bible says, to pray for those who have authority over you. And the other thing I'm going to tell you to do is to vote. We've got congressional elections coming up in November. All of Congress is up for re-election. We want you to vote. We want you to vote biblically. And you should know who your representatives are so you can pray for them. If you don't know who your representative is, who your senator is, you should go find out. Because it's really important. I know who mine are. I won't say who it is, though, on the show, but I know who they are, so I know how to vote and who to vote for. So, with that, I will give the telephone number. The telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. We can have fun together. You can tell me as to whether, you know, if I'm doing a great job, or you can let me know if there's something I can do better on this show. Like I said, generally we can talk about whatever. Or we can sing a song if you want to sing a song too. As lines are always open. I have an open line policy on the show. That lines are always open. So you're free to call in whenever you call in whenever you want when the show is going. And what you got to do, though, when you call the phone number, I left this part out. I'm sorry. When you call the number 215-383-3810, you'll listen for the prompt. When you hear the prompt that says to call into the live show, press 1. You'll want to press 1. And then what will happen is that my assistant, Josh, sitting over there, he's going to let me know that we have a caller. And then I'm going to say, okay. And then I'm going to say hello. I'm going to let you have the floor. And you can say what you want. And that's how we do it. So, hopefully we can get some good calls tonight with the time that we have left. It is 7:15, so what's going to happen is that right is that right now we are going to get into a word of prayer, and then I am going to get my Bible open, and we are going to study the word of God for a little while. And then we are going to talk some sports and have a great rest of the show. So, if you're somewhere where you can safely bow your head, please bow your head. In reverence of God, reverence of the Lord. Because reverence is very important. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this evening. Thank you for this great show and these wonderful listeners who have decided to listen to the show tonight, wherever they are. I don't know where they all are. You do. I thank you, Lord, that wherever they are on this great planet, you'll bless them for listening to the show. I thank you, Lord God, that these people will have come and they are prepared to receive of your word. I thank you, Lord, that these people will be doers of this word, not yours only. I thank you that these people come with ears to hear, hearts to receive. That these people's minds are alert and their hearts are receptive in order to receive the word of God. Thank you that these people will never be the same. Never, never, never. Never, never, never. And Lord, I thank you that you use me as an oracle for me. I give you permission to interrupt me as we study the word. You want to interrupt me, Jesus? Holy Spirit? Have your way. Go ahead. All flow. And Lord, I thank you that you'd have me say what you would have me say tonight so that I can do the best job of ministering that I can for these people. And Lord, I make my confession over this show tonight, Lord God. I claim that this show is prospering with finances, because finances will come to the show, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that new equipment will come to the show. I thank you that sponsors and partners will come on board with the show and help me. And I thank you that increases in audience will come to the show. More and more listeners every show. Increase, 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 increase. Exponential increases in audience, Lord God. That's what I claim. And I claim souls, many souls, hundreds of souls, thousands of souls, Lord, I will be won because of this program, Lord God. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name.
Amen. If you got your Bible, would you open it with me, please? To the book of Joshua chapter 11. Praise God, Joshua 11. And we will see what God has for us this evening. You just take a look.
So that was 10, the sun stands still. Just verify that 10's the right chest door I want to go to.
All right, on here. Holy shit.
Yes, it is. Actually, we're going to go to Joshua 12. Actually, you know, we're going to go to 11. We're going to begin in verse 1. And it says, when Jabin, I'm going to begin reading, you go ahead and catch up with me. When Jabin, king of Hazor, heard of this, he sent word to Jobab, king of Medon, to the kings of Shimron and Achshaph, and to the northern kings who were in the mountains in the Arabia, south of in the western foothills, and in Naphtoth Dor on the west, to the Canaanites in the east and west, to the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, and Jebusites in the hill country, and to the Hebrews below Hermon in the region of Mizpah. They came out with all their troops and a large number of horses and chariots, a huge army as numerous as the sand on the seashore. All of these kings joined forces and made camp together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. Not done, I'm just turning the page. And the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid of them, because this time tomorrow I will hand all of them over to Israel, slain, and you are to hamstring their horses and burn their chariots. And Joshua and his whole army came against them suddenly at the waters of Merom and attacked them. And the Lord gave them into the hand of Israel. They defeated them, and they pursued them all the way to Greater Sidon, to Mizrahophot Maim, and to the valley of Mizpah on the east, until no survivors were left. Joshua did to them as the Lord had directed. He hamstrung their horses, and he burned their chariots. At that time, Joshua turned back and captured Hazor and put its king to the sword.
Hazor had been the head of all their kingdoms. Everyone in it, they put to the sword. They totally destroyed them, not sparing anything that breathed. And he burned up Hazor itself. Joshua took all of their royal cities and their kings and put them to the sword. He totally destroyed them, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded. Israel did not burn any of the cities built on their mounds, except Hazor, which Joshua burned. The Israelites carried off for themselves all of the plunder and livestock of their cities, but all the people they put to the sword until they completely destroyed them, not sparing anyone that breathed. As the Lord commanded his servant Moses, so Moses commanded Joshua, and Joshua did it. He left nothing undone. It's all that the Lord commanded Moses. So Joshua took this entire land, the whole country, all the Negev, the whole region of Goshen, the western foothills, the Arabia, and the mountains of Israel with their foothills, from Mount Habak, which rises toward Seir, to Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon below Mount Hermon. He captured all of the kings and struck them down, pursuing them to death. Joshua waged war against all of their kings for a long time, except for the Hebrews living in Gibeon. Not one city made a treaty of peace with the Israelites, who took them turn the page, all in battle. For it was the Lord himself who hardened their hearts to wage war against Israel so that he might destroy them totally, exterminating them without mercy, as the Lord had commanded Moses. At that time, Joshua went and destroyed the Anakites from the hill country, from Hebron, Jabor, and Anab, from all the hill country of Judah, and from all the hill country of Israel. Joshua totally destroyed them and their towns. No Anakites were left in Israel territory, only in Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod did any survive. So Joshua took the entire land just as the Lord had directed Moses, and he gave it as an inheritance to Israel according to their tribal divisions. Then the land had rest for more. All right. Now, we are going to begin reading in Hebrews 11. But we're going to go only to verse 20, I think. Then after that, I'll exhort, and then we'll talk. Okay. We're going to Hebrews 11. Like I said, Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for found my spot. Prayerfully, you all found your spot. I'm going to begin reading, and you go ahead and catch up with me. Now, faith is located at Cedar Point between the Dragster and the Millennium Force, kind of back in the back by the Magnum and Maverick. Oh! Wait a minute. That's not in there. Okay. Okay, folks, I was just listening to see if you were paying attention to me. All right, now watch this. We're going to read it right now. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what was seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offering. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, it is possible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world when he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. And by faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on it. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, They would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. Let's go a few more verses. Let's go to verse 25. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshiped God as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. And we're going to end with verse 26. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. All right. All right. All right. So, Joshua was totally a warrior. He wasn't defeated. He was not defeated. He was a winner. He was a warrior. He was a conqueror. He was victorious. As God was with Moses, he was with Joshua. That's awesome to think about. And you want to know what? When you're at war with your enemies, these enemies in modern days, they could be sickness, disease, poverty, debt, lack, among other things. You know, and God wants to help us fight as we go through life. We're going to get our victory. We're going to get that breakthrough that we're believing for. But Joshua did not give up. Joshua did not give up. He just stayed right there. And there's a song that I would love to sing. I'm not sure whether you'll know it or not, but I'm going to sing it in a minute. after I say this. You want to be victorious and win the battle. You got to call out and make the faith confession and say, in the name of Jesus. You got to use your mouth. You got to say, I have victory, Jesus. I win. I have big amounts of money. I have healing in my body. I am strong. My mind is sharp. I'm not old. I remember things very well. No, I'm not an old person. I'm just saying examples of good confessions. I am loved, received, and accepted. I'm a winner. I am a warrior. I am a conqueror. Amen. That's what you got to be saying over yourself. Not, I'm defeated, broke, I forget everything, I lost my stuff, nobody listens to me anymore, not even my own kids. No, that's defeat mindset. Now, I want to sing this song for you guys. When the devil comes stealing and the lion and destroying, trying to snatch away your seat, you just plant your feet down firm, standing in the word you heard, and rejoice in Jesus' victory. I am a warrior. I am a conqueror. I am victorious in Jesus Christ the King. I am a child of God, and I will not be moved. I got the power of God living in me. Oh, greater is He who lives in me than he who is living in the world. Though my eyes can't see, my spirit's telling me that I've been washed in the blood of victory. I am a warrior. I am a conqueror. I'm victorious in Jesus Christ the King. I'm a child of God and I will not be moved. I got the power of God living in me. There's no mountain I can't move. There's no river I can't cross. There's no obstacle that can stand in my way. And there's no demon in hell that can stop me now, because I've been washed in the blood of victory. I am a warrior. I am a conqueror. I am victorious in Jesus Christ the King. I am a child of God, and I shall not be moved. I got the power of God living in me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that with you we win. With you we win, Jesus. We win. And we learn to have the mindset that you are always with us, Jesus, and that with you, we win. We're not defeated. We win, Jesus. We win. We win. We have favor. We're winners. I'm not talking about on the sports field. I'm talking about in life. We win. We're blessed.
We get promotions. We get good doctor's reports. We're children of God. We have your power, God, living right in us. Amen. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you that we will get this word on the inside of us. And stop thinking like we're defeated. Our mind the devil wants us to think that we're defeated, that we're not worth anything, but no, we're worth a lot. And we are winners, Jesus. We're winners. We have victory. In you, Jesus, I thank you that we would all understand this. And that you would help us, Jesus. And that we would use our faith, Jesus, to make good confessions. And not to speak lowly of ourselves. Thank you, Lord God, that you would help us in this area. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Now, I do have, of course, my Coca-Cola right there in front of me, which, by the way, always wins against Preacher Man's Dr. Pepper. Always wins every time. Unlike the Tigers, who lost 3 or 4 games in Minnesota this past weekend. This is the Twins. The Tigers had a go-ahead homer in the 8th inning yesterday to lose 6-5. The Tigers lost 6-5 yesterday. 13 homers were given up by Tigers pitchers this weekend in Minnesota. 13 homers. So the Tigers lost Thursday and Friday in Minnesota, one Saturday, lost yesterday. However, Tigers have a chance to get it right this week as they come back home for some home cooking. Starting tomorrow night, the Tigers will be home to take on the Chicago Cubbies with a 7-10 start tomorrow, and I believe a 1-10 start on Wednesday. Tomorrow night, your starting pitcher will be Jordan Zimmermann, who has been up and down this year. The game I had went to, he looked very well. He looked very good. However, since then, he's been a little more up and down. But Jordan Zimmermann is your pitcher for tomorrow night. Tigers Cubs. America Park. Downtown Detroit. Your division leader right now in the AL Central is, in fact, Cleveland Indians by 12 games. So that is where the Central Division stands currently. Now, AL East, Boston is ahead by a ton of games as well. In the AL West, yesterday, Astros got a big win yesterday, which meant with this win, Justin Verlander was able to get his 200th career win. 200 times he has won a baseball game. 200. It's a lot. I'm very proud of Justin, even though he's not a Tiger anymore. And even if you might not like Justin anymore because you went to the Astros, I still love him. And if you're a Tigers fan, you have to respect what Justin Verlander did. You have to honor and respect. Quite honestly, if I was a Tigers fan, if I was in Astro Stadium or in Comerica Park, if I was at Comerica Park, Verlander was pitching, and it's eighth inning, he was shutting out the Tigers. I wouldn't care if the Tigers were down 12-0, and then they pulled Verlander out after 8 innings. I would still be in there clapping and cheering for Justin, because I love Justin Verlander, and I have a great deal of respect and what he did for this organization. Or even if I wasn't on the outside, I'd still be cheering with Justin, because he did a lot for the Tigers. He really did. Even though he's not with the Tigers anymore. So that's my insight on that. Now, Detroit Lions. Friday night, the Lions lost to the New York Giants by a score of 33-17. One of the key turns of events came in the second quarter when backup QB Matt Hasselbeck threw a big interception that ended up turning the tables in the Giants' favor. So that really messed us up. With that loss, the Lions are 0-2 in the preseason. I'm so glad the preseason doesn't count towards the regular season. I'm very glad about that. Now, what am I figuring out? I'm learning that we really need to keep our first string players as healthy as we possibly can. Or maybe we may need to trade for some better backups. Maybe cut some of the backups that aren't doing us very well, and maybe get some better ones. That could help. Matt Hasselbeck, getting him, that was a good move. It could serve us well at times. Maybe something I could see some situations where they could decide to let Hasselbeck maybe throw again. And keep in mind, you know, that Matthew Stafford, he just had his third child. So he now has three children. Great quarterback. You have to respect him. I'm sure he's a great dad. Great father. And even though we know him for football, there's other things in life that mean more than what football does. But in other news, the Wolverines Jim Harbaugh has announced that Shea Patterson is the starting quarterback for Michigan this fall. I think that's good news. I do. At least it gives us some more certainty. I believe he was really good at Ole Miss. So that should serve us well. A reminder that Wednesday night will be, if the articles are out for Midland High and Dow High football, then Wednesday night will be when I will launch Football Central, even though it will be shorter than the upcoming editions of Football Central. Football Central will air on Monday and Wednesday nights, beginning at about 7:25, and will last from about 25 to 30 minutes. It'll be a lot of rundown of scores and that and analysis, as well as sometimes we may, here and there, we may have a coach interview. I'd love to get Coach Eric Mettner and Coach Jason Watkins. Eric Mettner being from Midland High and Jason Watkins being from Dow High to discuss Midland High School and Dow High School football. That would be pretty cool. And then, of course, we're going to talk Michigan and Michigan State football, Lions, and other NFL and college stuff. So I hope that I can bring you Football Central starting on Wednesday night. If the articles are not out, though, then I will have to wait until next Monday to let you know what happened. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.